Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, May 14th, 2021. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, by the end of the day, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik could be the third-ranking Republican in the House, trying to replace Liz Cheney, who was stripped of her leadership earlier this week. Congressman Chip Roy from Texas also wants that seat. Two, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is calling on people to be careful out there this weekend with campfires, debris burning, and other activities. High fire danger across the state, a specialist saying forests and grasses are very dry despite the greenery. And number one, new details are emerging about a pipeline cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline restarted its 5,500-mile system Wednesday after paying a $5 million ransom. The company went against White House advice in paying that money. That's where we start this Friday, May 14th. I didn't have it in there, but certainly one of the big things you need to know is the new CDC guidelines on mask wearing, although maybe you don't need to know it since it doesn't apply to us here in Michigan. I want to come back to that in a little bit. But good morning to you. It's Friday. We head into this weekend. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve. Steve back on Monday, no worries. Coming up this hour, Mike DeGrandis is with us, a senior litigation counsel at NCLA, a new civil rights organization, civil liberties organization, I should say. Alicia Maldonado, also from the New York Post and the Independent Women's Forum. Later on in the show, Rachel Greshler from Heritage. We talk about the PRO Act, Congressman Tim Walberg, Phil Kirpin from American Commitment, Steve Doolin, and Stephen Moore. We talk economics in hour three as well. It's a jam-packed show. Lots to get to. I sit here on the campus of Hillsdale College, where, again, I am the general manager of the student radio station, the award-winning student radio station here at Hillsdale College. Also teach in the journalism department. You'll find me hosting the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend, and also found where fine podcasts are found. I'll have more on that coming up later on in the program. You can hear the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. Also, Political Beats. You can find Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. Also over at National Review, talking about music with guests from the political world. Neil Young is out coming up on Monday for everyone. It'll be out today for our Patreon supporters, if you're interested in that. And it's a three-parter, so the first part of Neil Young's career featured on the Political Beats, which is coming out in just a couple of days. Or today, again, if you are a Patreon supporter. Well, the big news yesterday is something that all of us have known for a while. It's okay for vaccinated Americans to ditch the masks, so says the CDC. It's about time. And it only happened after, 10 days ago or so, where Dr. Fauci and others were still making the case for vaccinated people to wear masks wherever they were. And this is one instance, and there are fewer and fewer these days, I guess, one instance where media pushback on some sort of governmental, there was media pushback on governmental entities for the past 4 years. But they largely didn't result in policy changes because, the Trump administration, who cares what the media says, right? Of course. And but now you have the media really did some pushback, at least more than usual, on these assertions over the past 2 weeks or so that essentially vaccines don't work, which is the strange, strange argument that officials were essentially making. Even if you're vaccinated, you still have to wear masks. Even if you're vaccinated, you have to take these precautions, acting as if the vaccination doesn't work. If you wanted to dissuade people from getting the vaccination, and I know I've mentioned this before, the way to do that would be to say your life doesn't change after you get the vaccination. It's all right, we need everyone to get the vaccination, but nothing changes. You still have to wear masks. There are still limits on gathering. You still can't see family members. Everything stays the same, except now you're vaccinated. But you have to get it. That is one sure way to dissuade people or to have dissuaded people from getting the vaccine. I don't know if they realize that messaging was so poor at this point, but what they said yesterday, and this is the CDC, this is Dr. Fauci, who again has been wrong on so many things, but is important to know what he's saying because people do listen to him. Yesterday, they're all out there saying essentially, live your life. Things are open. Go grocery store shopping if you're vaccinated without a mask. Open up schools in the fall for everyone, 5 days a week in person. It's a very abrupt shift yesterday in the messaging, and I think that this pushback actually had quite a bit to do with it. CDC yesterday saying fully vaccinated Americans can discard masks and the need for social distancing outdoors and in most indoor settings. We're open, right? Except here in Michigan. I want to come back to this in a moment, but this news came out yesterday. And, you know, other states are making these moves. After the announcement yesterday, Minnesota's governor came out and said, we're waiving all these restrictions that we had in place. New York, New Jersey, California, these states all had reopening plans for essentially the next couple of weeks. What do we have here in Michigan? We have this four-step plan where you have to get to 70% vaccinated to have some of these restrictions roll off. We're not necessarily close. We don't know when we'll get there. All these other states are changing plans. And so I reached out to a member in Lansing. I don't want to say whom, only because I did not say this conversation would be for the record. On background is what it was for. And I essentially said, look, the CDC is saying no masks. The CDC is saying no social distancing indoors. And in most no distancing outdoors and in most indoor settings if you're vaccinated. States all around us are opening up, even states like Illinois, New York, New Jersey, some of the most left-wing, cautious states on the pandemic are saying, you know what, we got to throw the doors open here. It's time. Let's get going. And yet here in Michigan, we have, what, this plan that says get to 70% and you can have your freedoms restored, probably. And I said, am I missing something? Did anyone say anything to contradict or to revise that guidance? And the answer I got was, nope, that's where we sit. We are going to be, under the current guidelines, the very last state in this country to reopen from COVID restrictions. And at least under the current guidelines, the current thresholds, who the heck knows when we'll get there? It'll be forever plus 14 days, right? Forever plus 14 days until Michigan reopens. There's no indication, I should say. There's an announcement coming today, but, you know, it might not be a bad idea to give people some good news heading into the weekend. Otherwise, people are just going to continue believing the current guidelines, which, again, puts reopening here in the state a long ways off when Illinois, New York, New Jersey, California, Minnesota, everybody is reopening things and throwing doors open with the latest news. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to